3, 2, 1. Oh, we're already started. Oh, here we go, guys. Another podcast. Oh, man. I cut the one in there at the beginning. Guys, here we are again with another good podcast. This one should be recorded correctly, unlike the last one that we had to delete because Seth fucked up, which probably was my full fault, because on the cell phone, it lets you only record to an hour on Anchor for some reason.
Let me, motherfuckers. Can I chime in on this?
No, I'd rather you not. But anyways, it's a great podcast. Let's just jump into it. Go.
I'm going to chime in, actually. No. Yeah, it was.
Nope, I already stopped recording.
Was Seth's fault. And
oh, you motherfucker. Oh, you sick fuck. You sick. Go ahead. Keep talking. You sick fuck.
Fuck you. I think that's all I have to say, actually. Just, it was Seth's fault. And then I think we can jump on into this episode then, right?
Oh, shit. That's a sludge. Yeah, you better, motherfucker. I'll rip your head off and drink your blood.
All right, here we go.
Please put your seats in the upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And welcome back to another podcast. Here we go, guys, with another good one for you. It's been a little while because I messed up. I was going to confess.
No. You forgot something really important.
We had the mini podcast, which is good.
What's your name?
I'm Seth.
Oh, I'm Tyler.
You're Delilah. Oh, Tyler. Tyler.
Yeah.
Damn it. Messes me up every time. Yeah. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Delilah.
Yeah, you forgot to introduce us.
I think people know who we are. We're kind of an important, we're kind of a big deal. We're kind of a big deal. Oh my gosh.
What is that? What movie is that from? I'm trying to think of what that's from.
Kind of a big deal. Oh, what
kind of
is
a
that
big
from?
Deal.
Now we're going to be thinking about that. The podcast just stops right there as we try to think about that. The rest of the cruise.
It's really
cruise.
Popular.
Why am I thinking about cruise? Oh yeah, Dingle's already got another cruise booked. He's
good
wanting me to go,
him.
And dude, it's kind of tempting, man. Like probably like $500-$600 gets me on two cruises. 5-day cruises, 10 vacationing for only $600. That's insane, dude. That's fucking
yeah. Nobody
insane.
Likes
it's so cheap.
Nobody
right
likes
now.
Cruises. Nobody likes them. So where
oh,
have we been?
No, they're really
where,
popular.
Where have we been?
To make it tough. Where have we been? Well, yeah. we did put out a mini podcast, which you were the guest. If nobody knows, go check that out. Nice little mini podcast. And then I fucked up shit and messed up recording. I'll try and order a mic this week so that doesn't happen again, and we'll be going off my nice new. I got a gaming laptop, which I haven't even played any games on yet. I just haven't felt like it. But
so you have this really nice gaming laptop. You have this really nice gaming laptop, and
I haven't played any games on it yet.
You don't even use it. You could podcast on there, and
I know, and I hear I'm podcasting on the cell phone.
You know, it's like buying a cell phone. And like having the option to text people and just like not.
You know, not everybody can have nice Yeti mics like you.
I don't need this shit.
I gave Tyler that mic. I gave him that nice pretty mic. I know. I guess I might as well just get one of those.
And you know what? If you didn't give it to me, I would have just went and bought my own.
You don't know if you would have bought Yeti. You weren't really familiar with Yeti. I don't know if you would have bought Yeti.
I would have bought a better one.
A better Yeti?
Just a better one in general.
Or yeah, a better one. Which Yeti's still pretty good, but I mean, it's a free nice one
bad.
For now. But
that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to turn my spare bedroom into like a podcast kind of room and just be able to have guests in there. But I just need to do it. But
you don't even have a mic yet, so you probably shouldn't be thinking about guests over there.
You don't have a mic yet, so my name's Charlie and I'm gonna whine.
You're gonna have
hey,
a guest over.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Heineken.
And have them. I just have them sit next to me. And what's
yeah,
yours?
They're gonna go. Where's the studio? Where's the mics? And you're gonna go. I'm talking to my phone.
I have them sit in my lap as we record on my cell phone. Yeah. That would be awkward. That'll be the last
episode we ever post.
Oh my gosh. So I had a little mishap, and basically half of the podcast didn't get recorded on my side.
You know what? It was a good podcast, too.
I'm looking at the... It was a pretty good podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was long. Hour and a half.
We'll never... Oh, man, I bet you cried after that. Yeah, I was talking about how much you're going to love this podcast because it's long.
It was a good one.
Oh, man, I bet you cried yourself to sleep.
I didn't. I deleted it, and I said, fuck that guy.
Gosh, Tyler. He can be kind of harsh, guys. He can be kind of harsh. He's not the nicest guy. I'm but definitely not. So what have you been up to? Just a normal... you know, completely, I can't even talk. Uh-huh. I need some more alcohol. No, this is my first drink, I promise. Are you completely back to, are you back in that rhythm of a new schedule now that, you know, you're doing older job? I mean, your job's changed. How much has your job changed?
Completely?
A lot.
Yeah, completely. No, but that's all stable now. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah. Less stress with giving yourself a demotion?
What is stress, sir? I don't know what that feels like.
I know. Well, shut the fuck up.
No fucking idea what that feels like. No, that's great.
No, but you since know we, what stress. You don't know what anxiety is like.
No, what I mean is I don't have stress anymore, so I'm jokingly saying I don't know what stress feels like.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I need you to operate on the same level as me, or we're going to have issues, okay?
Sorry, I'm not on that retard wavelength.
Oh, whoa.
Pineapples?
God damn it, you're going to give me so much to edit in this podcast. But pineapples? Since the last time that we talked...
So much to edit? What are you talking about?
Went to the races on Sunday, which you did not join us.
Yes, which I was supposed to be there. I wonder who got my ticket, but called up Nana and let her know. I mean, I guess she was thinking I probably wasn't going to make it anyways, but I'm guessing she probably gave away my ticket, crossed her fingers, and hoped I wasn't coming.
I have no idea. But it was fun as normal. Obviously, last year we didn't get to go with COVID. The whole thing got canceled, but... First
year
back.
Yeah.
It's always a good time. It was my mom, Aunt Me, Uncle Dave, Nana Poopa, Jocelyn and her husband Ryan, brother-in-law, and Sierra. That was the crew.
Yeah, I bet Ryan was kind of the extra one because they weren't even dating last summer, right? Because I was trying to figure out who I thought would get my ticket. So I was like, I bet Ryan got my ticket then.
They got married last
Well, summer. Oh, yeah, Scott didn't go either. Scott usually goes.
Yeah, he didn't go. Yeah, but they got married last summer, so... Yeah,
oh, they did get married during the... Was it during the summer? Dude, yeah. It was so fucking hot at their wedding.
Yeah, I know. I was taking the photos. But anyways, the race was fun. Sierra and I, we had a bunch of, like, spiked lemonades. They were so fucking good because it was so hot there. They were selling spiked strawberry lemonade, regular lemonade, and like blue raspberry lemonade. It was some good shit. But I had three of those. I had some Michelob Ultras that my mom brought in. It was pretty much just like
fucked up, huh? Oh, did she sneak them in?
Oh, you don't. So you can bring in your own alcohol.
Well, like to sit down, but not into the.
Yep. Into the track, you can bring your own alcohol in.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
So we brought those in. She brought all of her own drinks in and everything. I just wanted the spike lemonades because it was so fucking hot.
How much were they charging you for those?
It was refreshing. So the singles were $9. The doubles were $13.
Oh my gosh.
But the doubles were a decent size. I mean,
that sounds about right though for a. You know, oh yeah, nice. Could you taste that? Could you taste the alcohol?
Oh yeah. So the first spiked one that I had the Terramana. I think it's what it's called. The Rocks Tequila. Have you ever had that yet?
Rocks Tequila?
The Rocks. Like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. His
oh,
own
no,
tequila.
I have it. No, I don't.
It's pretty good. It was my first time having it. It was really good. It was
check that out.
It was a special kind of strong. And then the second one that I had, I just had some type of vodka mixed with it. I can't remember what it was. And then the last spiked lemonade that I had... Bacardi in it. So I had like different spiked lemonades the whole time, but they were still pretty good. They were refreshing because it was fucking hot. But it was fun. That was Sierra's, the producer's first race. So,
you know, oh, she hadn't been to one before.
No, that was the first time.
Yeah, there's nothing like hearing those cars racing, just racing past you. And you can't even hear what's on the announcer anymore. Once those cars get going, you can't even hear the announcer. I'm like, just turn that shit off.
That's always a yeah, you're right. That's always the fun part is like when it starts up. Like you can feel it in the stands. You can feel them coming, and it's just like that signature iconic race car sound coming at you. Like you hear it like in videos and like you watch YouTube or like you hear it on the TV, but like when you're there in person, it's exactly what you think it sounds like. It sounds like a bunch of fucking race cars driving at you. And I actually got a video of it. I take a video of it pretty much every single year. But it's kind of cool to listen to. I want to play it real quick. There we go. I'm sure this is loud enough. But that's always like the best part is when they're first coming at you. And then something else that we got to do that I've never gotten to do before at the races was we actually got to go into the pits this year. So I think I've mentioned it before, but I've been going every year since like 2004.
You walk under the tracks for that, don't you?
Yeah. So we got to go actually onto the track and into the pits, and we got to like get up close to the cars, which is pretty cool. Then you could have stayed down there the whole time. We got there really early because the race didn't start till 3. We were there at like noon. We got there pretty early. Give us some time to kind of walk around because they've always got like the pre-race activities and shit.
Did you use the breakfast there before you went in?
We went out to eat this time. We went to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, that was
one of the highlights for me.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But we got to go down into the pits, and we could have stayed down there for like driver introductions and shit, but we didn't end up doing that because that was still like 2 hours away at that point. But like it was my first time like ever, like I stood on the track. I don't know if you saw my photo that I posted on Instagram of me just like sitting on the track. Did you see that photo?
I don't think I did.
Is this one right here? Just me sitting on the track. Oh, cool. Right there. Yeah, so sitting on the front stretch, just kind of looking down the front stretch. It was pretty neat.
You look almost naked because you have shorts on and you're like...
Yeah, I had shorts on and a tank top. Dude, it was so fucking hot. But it was pretty cool to like be on the track.
That's the part that I don't miss, how fucking hot it was. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it was so fucking hot. And like I would definitely prefer to go to a evening race with all those lights on too. That would just be another experience.
That'd be pretty cool. But it was cool being down there. I took some cool photos like on the track. Like my photographer came out when I was down on the track. I was taking some pretty cool photos with just my phone. I didn't take my camera or anything.
Wait, your photographer? What?
Yeah, because I'm a photographer. You if can't. You didn't know.
Well, you know. Yeah, yes, yeah. You're a photographer. I thought you said your photographer, like you have your own personal photographer.
No, I am a photographer. Check out my website, tlunsphoto.com. Give me a check out on my website there, tlunsphoto.com. But anyways, I like that plug.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
plug. It was a good time. It's always fun. I look forward to it every single year. And I'm actually, I'm in the process of planning a trip down to Miami next year. Don't know when yet because they don't have the date set. But my newest obsession, Formula One, is changing their United States track from Texas to Florida next year.
Who are you going on that with? Is there an open invitation?
We'll see. I don't know yet.
Usually I'll get invited or I'll hear about it afterwards.
Yeah, or you'll see photos.
Usually I hear about it afterwards.
No. I'm not inviting anybody yet because there's no date, so I actually don't know when it is yet because they haven't scheduled it. But typically when Formula One comes to the USA, they race in Austin, Texas. This is the last time they're racing in Austin. They're building a new track in Miami, Florida. And I want to go to that because it's the only time they're ever in the United States. And it'll be a brand new track, so it'll be kind of cool. But I'm in the process of
Have you been in Florida much at all?
I fucking hate Florida, dude. It's terrible.
Really? Oh, I love Florida. Florida and Texas.
It's the worst.
No state taxes. I mean, are you just bullshitting? I thought you've had some good experiences in Florida for some reason. You don't like Florida?
No.
Have you seen too many weird clips of crazy people from Florida? Is that why you hate Florida? Why do you hate Florida?
Florida can just get consumed by the ocean, and I wouldn't care. Like, it's...
Come on. We all know that California's at the top. That's the top of everybody's list to get consumed.
Yeah, nobody likes California.
Nobody likes California. No,
but there's... Everybody wants to go to Florida. Everybody wants to vacation in Florida, but, like, there's nothing special about it. It's hot. It's fucking sticky. If you want to go to a beach, there's a beach, like, 30 minutes away from me. I don't need to drive a day to Florida. Like,
I know it's like that's the thing was where it's with things get overrun by people too. I was like, I know going to South Powder Island, I'm like at this like this like slope where like, well, I mean, a lot of people don't listen to what I have to say, but I was like, I don't want too many people to find out about this place. It was like, cause that's like a hidden gem. South Powder Island doesn't even sound like it's in part of America, and it is, and it's amazing. Barely. Island, like be able to walk around or just jump in a golf cart. And go wherever you want. It's a pretty cool spot. So I'm still pretty sold on that spot. I'd like to buy there at some point. So
yeah, geez, why don't you just fucking move there?
Yeah, I was pretty close to doing that. And then I was really looking into things back in January, and then that's when I got sick and I just kind of needed to take care of myself and trying to nurse myself back to health after my bipolar kind of spiked pretty good. But I met some really good people too, and I've kind of like just haven't really I kind of miss it from being down there. But I don't know, what's nice about being here too is the whole like, I mean, man, my anxiety has been so much better with like being able to keep my mind busy doing the DoorDash thing and the Uber Eats. Like, so it gives me something to do, because my business really doesn't keep up a lot of my time. I mean, I probably should put some more hours into it, but like as far as something just mindless and just chill, I put my iPad up there in my little spot. You've of course seen that many times. Put my iPad in my spot and got my podcast running and stuff. And down there, of course, I haven't got to explore much of around that area. I mean, you got two or three hours. I gotta look that up. 2 or 3 hours you're from Austin. That's a hopping spot. I would love the idea of just being 2 or 3 hours from Austin, because of I feel like if I was in it, I'd probably get tired of it. You know, once you live there, you don't really care about experiencing that much of it. Like mm-hmm. especially if it's like a touristy area or whatever. But yeah, so like Austin is the big spot now where all the comedians are going. Joe Rogan's planning on opening up his own comedy store there. Kill Tony, who I've mentioned before, he's doing his podcast. He has his Monday night podcast, which, dude, if we have our own spot someday, like, I mean, it's going to happen, not if. But, like, just having one comedy night or whatever, just have an open mic thing, but do it like they do it. Like, he just has a pot full of all the names, pulls them out mm-hmm. one at a time. And then, though, too, like, especially if you don't have a bunch of people putting their names in, if it's a smaller venue and you're just starting to open up, I mean, even with just 5-10 names, he would take – he'd give them a minute to do comedy, which I almost feel like you need, like, 90 seconds just to – because 60 seconds, you've just got into it. I feel like if you had that 90 seconds, you'd have a little bit more to make things happen. But then after that time, after those 60 seconds – he would ask them about, like, get to know them. And he does a pretty good job of it. Like, just kind of ask them questions about what's interesting, what's going on in their life, and get kind of, and they'll give them, they usually don't give them a lot of, like critiques on their comedy. I mean, definitely a lot of definitely that was a bunch of shit. They'll give them some tips here and there, but really the comedy comes in is during that interview portion where of like somebody that's like, you know, it's their first time on stage, it's their second time on stage, they've been doing comedy for 5 years and you suck that bad. You mm-hmm. know, like that kind of stuff, like, and it's really good. And he that goes up on YouTube every Monday. And I really got into that. And that's something I can easily just listen to. And
so what do you think the difference is between 60 seconds and 90 seconds?
Man, I feel like 60 seconds, like, I mean, you got to be, you. I'd say to make it in 60 seconds, you've got to be just, you've got to be skilled. Like, you've got to be very well prepared and be well, and a well-oiled machine. Whereas 90 seconds, I feel like you can feel out the audience maybe a little bit. Like, you can just maybe nothing hit, and then, like, you just maybe you get comfortable at 60 seconds and then you got 30 seconds to redeem yourself. I just feel like 90 seconds is not too much, not too little.
Mm-hmm. Who made you the comedy expert?
Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if you went to college to become a clown or whatever.
Do you know, that's kind of a funny thing into, I mean, we are both Jackass fans, right? You're a Jackass fan. In fact,
yeah.
I remember one of my good memories with you when you were a lot younger, when we were both a lot younger, I guess, was chilling down in your basement watching Jackass 3 or something. Like, we were just, like, chilling watching Jackass 3.
Did we?
It might have been me chilling more. Maybe you were distracted by something. I don't know. But, yeah, we watched Jackass 3 in the basement one time. That was a long time ago. So it was funny you said this thing about Clown College. And just, like, how you got Steve-O is so crazy. But he got accepted into, like, the biggest clown college. And, like, it's harder to get into Harvard than it is to get they accept more people for Harvard than they do for this school. So the ratio of the amount of people that apply for the clown college as to who get accepted is like you're easier. It's easier to get into Harvard. It's kind of the situation. Like,
what's he the got name lucky of this and clown he got college?
In. Probably a quick Google, you'll find it. It's just like, I mean, there's not a lot of con colleges, but he got accepted in that, and he graduated from there, and then if anybody's into Steve-O at all, he does a really good YouTube channel, and he tells a lot of the stories. He's a good storyteller, and he tells a lot of the stories of his different experiences on Jackass and different things that have happened. And I mean, he's been sober now for 10 years. He was really had a lot of issues back in the day. And unfortunately, in Jackass 4, you won't have Bam because of his alcohol. Like, they had to completely bar from him because he's just, you can't even be around him. He's so fucked up.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And he's been fucked up ever since, what's his name, passed away. Ryan Dunn. Oh, sucks. Car accident. But, yeah, they're coming out with number 4, I think, this fall. The trailer's out for it. But I've always been a fan of theirs. And, I mean, you can see a lot of people are inspired by them and they do crazy things like them. And, I mean, yeah.
I'm not inspired by them.
Yeah, I've never been into that kind of. I enjoy watching it for sure, you know.
Yeah.
And being a big fan of David Dobrik, you usually have somebody else do that stuff and he gets to film it, you know.
Yeah, he's the smart one.
He's the
Johnny Knoxville that doesn't do dumb shit.
yeah. That's the thing. Like, he's even probably more famous than Johnny Knoxville now. And Johnny Knoxville was, like, famous enough where he doesn't have to do that shit. And here, even in Jackass 4, he's doing that shit. And he got pretty fucked up even during this last 4. Dude, I don't think it was one of the guys from the new crew that they added a couple people. They definitely needed some young blood because they're all getting up in their 40s now for sure, you know. But he straight up got, he was doing something crazy. And I think even it might even be on online, but he got bit by a shark. Like, legit bit by a shark bad doing when they were doing some kind of and it might have been something for Shark Week.
That's not good.
And I think the funny thing is, I think a lot of people were joking, like, finally somebody got bit on Shark Week, you know. Finally somebody gets bit, you know. because for the most part, you can just pretty much even swim with sharks a lot of times, and they won't even mess with you.
Yeah.
The issue is when you're up on shore and then they think you're a seal. Don't make any like no seal noises. Don't make any seal noises.
Who made you the shark expert?
Oh my gosh, man! Here, Tyler over here, the critic. You know, Tyler sees me going on this wave of like talking. You know, the podcast is flowing, and Tyler's just got to humble.
I don't know if it's flowing, but yeah.
Tyler's just keeps me humble. You know, keeps me grounded. You know, the fame is. You know, the followers are starting to pour in. You know, the popularity is rising.
I can't go. Calm down, sir. So the Clown College, it's called the It's called the Ringling Bros and Barnum and Bailey Clown College. It's the stupidest.
Barnum and Bailey, yeah.
But it was active from 1968 to 1997, so it is officially closed.
Yeah, they probably shut that shit down after he went.
It says statistically, it's harder to get into Clown College. It's harder to get into Clown College than Harvard, based on the number of applicants compared.
I thought I said the wrong college.
Would you let me say this? Jesus Christ. I'm
fucking just say it. Stop talking. Stop not talking.
Based on the number of applicants compared to the number of people that got in, it was free to go, provided you were accepted back in 1996.
Oh, it was free.
Yeah, it was free to get in.
That makes sense.
They didn't have any tuition.
Yeah, I think that would be a good reason to apply. Then that's why we got so many applications. If it's fucking free, for sure.
Strange.
And because definitely, Steve-O didn't have any money. Steve-O didn't have any money through probably at least season one, if not two. They weren't getting paid shit, man.
You don't really see. It's kind of like a dying art now, clowns.
Oh, yeah. And a big part of that, I mean, you even had, like, McDonald's took away their clown.
And yeah, they took away Ronald McDonald.
Do you know why that is? Do you know why? No. I'm curious if you could find anything else in this. But from what I understand, the big reason is because of all the clown scare shit. People, all the video clips of people getting scared by clowns.
Yeah.
People coming out of the woods with knives, dressed up as clowns. And basically, clowns got... a big representation of being more of a scary thing, and like the news was plastering it everywhere. You know, there'd be one scare, and it turned into a thing of where clowns are more of a scary thing now, and not like a happy-go-lucky. And to an extent, I've always felt like clowns. You know, there's a lot of clown movies, it and stuff, and different other movies. But yeah, but when it comes to, there is a decent amount of kids that are scared of clowns. Like, I mean, like. Clowns are that borderline of like, oh, they're funny to, oh, I wonder if scary. That person would kill me.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that was a strange time.
What, like, 2016, 2015? Yeah, like, for a full year there.
Dude, so if you don't know, you should fucking know about this. But back in like that year, 2016, there was a crazy... It's just like one of those social media waves, you know, where like things just get popular for a little bit on social media.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, creepy clowns became popular to the point where like people were walking around in clown costumes, like in the middle of the woods, like at night, and they would run up on people and start chasing people. And I remember seeing some videos of like somebody like walking down a trail, you know, and they take a turn and there's a clown fucking standing at the end of the trail looking at them.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, what the fuck? And then the clown starts running at them. Like, what would I do in that situation? Dude, I am gone. Are you kidding me? It doesn't matter if it's a friendly clown or not.
But like, and the whole thing could be staged too, of course. You know?
It could be all be staged, right? But like that was a real problem back in 2016.
It's so. Are you talking about clown stuff? Oh my gosh! If I could get Daniel to find the picture, he went on a cruise, on a 2-day cruise out of. He went on 10 days. He went on like a 4-day, a 3-day, no, 2 4-day cruises and a two-day cruise. And on the 2-day cruise, it was Halloween, and he did a whole makeup. And he always been pretty good with artwork and stuff, but he did the whole it thing. And like, it's scary as fuck. It's scary. Mm-hmm. I gotta find him to get a picture because that would be funny to post on your Instagram along with this podcast that I mentioned. You know that I mentioned him, but he did the whole it thing, and it does not look like Daniel. Like he does the whole makeup thing, and he told me like he was hanging out with this girl, and the girl was like, "Can you please take that off? I can't hang out with you anymore. Can you please take that off? Huh? Like, you're like, I want to hang out with you, but it's your makeup is freaking me out. That's so funny.
Did he do the whole like cuts in the cheeks type thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, that's the thing with him, I think, is that with that it look, is that, yeah, that look thing kind of. Mm-hmm. No, you're not cutting the cheek. You mean like the where it comes
but
out.
But you have to make it look bigger because obviously its mouth is a lot bigger.
Where it looks bigger, where it. That's that's another one that's around there. You have from Batman. You have the Joker.
Yeah, the Joker.
Joker. That's a clown that's freaky, and I mean he died too. That's a whole thing where you could be like the Joker thing, but he from what I understand, he even blames that part made him kind of go crazy to an extent. But he wasn't able to sleep. He got so that that character became so one with him. But that's an interesting thing to look into too, is that just what happened to him becoming that clown, becoming that Joker, just and like embodying that character where like he was on all kinds of medicine. And from what I understand, I don't think he tried to kill himself. Who are we talking about? Because I should say his name.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. It was just the combination of medication. I think he probably got a couple different doctors that gave him different things, and he just took too much medication because he wasn't sleeping well and his anxiety and probably all that. And he died from the accident. I think it was an accidental overdose, I think, which is becoming a more common thing. You have, of course, if you grew up in the 90s in a Christian family, you'll be familiar with DC Talk. DC Talks, what Toby Mac, his oldest son, died of accidental overdose.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that happened just last year. I think that was last year. Yeah, it's really sad.
Did you ever see those speaking of fucking Ronald McDonald's, the first thing I thought of. Those videos on YouTube that went really viral of the one guy dressing up as Ronald McDonald and like I don't even know how to explain it. He wasn't
fighting
people.
Are you talking about Raka-Raka? Yeah, he's fighting people and starting shit with people. Dude, though, I'm so glad you said that because I haven't watched any of those videos lately. And they're one of those YouTubers that YouTube a lot of pushes down and doesn't put their stuff out there as like promote it that much because it's more R-rated. And they'll do a lot of action stuff. But there are two twin brothers. They're called Raka-Raka. They're from they've done all kinds of stunt stuff. They're amazing. In fact,
There's a lot of they got a lot.
Yeah, yeah. You just look up Raka-Raka on YouTube, and then also they have another channel where it's just their group of friends like interacting with each other called Left on Red. I think it is. Yeah, Left on Red, which is kind of Left on Red. You're recording. Which is kind of more of an, I don't know if these cameras even do that anymore. Have the red dot when you're recording. They probably still do. These are nice big cameras. But yeah, so they're really talented brothers. And they've done a lot of like crazy stuff where like you could get lost for hours watching their stuff.
I clicked on one of their videos.
A lot of action stuff where you have, it's really loud.
I liked his voice.
So you can tell they're Australian, right?
Yeah, I liked his voice. I remember that. Yeah, that was so strange.
They talk really fast. Because I feel like that's an Australian thing, too, the way they talk really fast. Well, no, man, that might be more of a them thing, the way they talk, the way they talk. But, yeah, they've done, like, Harry Potter versus, different characters. And what Harry Potter versus what? There's a bunch of different stuff. I mean,
this one was Ronald McDonald versus Batman.
Yeah. They've dumb shit. They have a crazy 2-3 minute thing of like them all running out of a Walmart and like fighting each other, just a bunch of different characters. It's insane. Mm-hmm. But yeah, McDonald's, his voice for McDonald's is hilarious for one thing.
Yeah.
It's iconic. Just the way he does the voice is just hilarious because you only understand like half of every word. And then he's like,
you don't understand anything, right?
Like he like murders people like and stuff like, oh my gosh. Oh, man. Like, oh, anybody no, listen to this podcast, you gotta check out Raka Raka. They should have millions of followers at this point if it wasn't for YouTube and all their bullshit with demonetizing stuff and trying to be ad friendly, which makes no sense because you can be rated R and be on cable and stuff and have all these ads. Oh my gosh, it's just so crazy.
But I wish I could find the one that I saw a really long time ago.
I know we should promote a YouTuber that's not that big every podcast.
It's not like they're gonna get anything from us.
Right. But still, it's fun to talk about them. Like talk about somebody, which we usually do that quite a bit. But yeah, have you been watching David Dobrik since he's been back?
What are like 15 people gonna find out about these guys from us? Like, come on.
Stop. We got more than that.
I just watched the latest video of she crashed her dream car. It's kind of funny.
Which she didn't crash her dream car. And I can't tell if that one was a setup or not because I know they do set up some of their stuff.
They definitely set up shit.
But see, that's the part, like, especially like it was on Jonah for quite a bit of it. Jonah's a fucking good actor. He really is. Good. Like, Jonah is a really good actor. Like, especially if you've watched the clip where they trick him into think that he's getting a job with Seth Rogen.
Yes. Dude.
And he's like acting and it's really good. Yeah, and he's like reading the lines. Oh.
That whole crew is great, dude.
Yeah, it's magical. They've won the Streamies for like ensemble cast, YouTube cast or whatever, the last 3 years, I think it was. But yeah, I mean, they're all thankful too because the crazy thing that comes down to, I mean, David comes up with a lot of good ideas, but the crazy part is that it all comes down to how phenomenal of an editor he is. Like, that's it. That's a big part. That's, I feel like that deserves at least 50% of the praise a lot of times is the editing. And he's an amazing editor.
I don't think he's editing anymore.
He definitely is. That's why it takes so long to come up. It was supposed to come out Tuesday. Oh, yeah, he's definitely editing. He definitely edits. He gets probably some help. I think they do it in a little bit of a group, but he is definitely.
I bet he fucking doesn't touch it.
Oh, there's no way. It would not look the way it did if he didn't touch it. Unless they're paying somebody thousands of dollars to edit it for him, though. But they would be coming out with more videos anyways. He's very much editing. But yeah, even in recent videos, they talked about Tuesday's their editing day. If anything, Joe comes over and helps him, Joe Vloplis. I don't know, which he's fun to watch too. It's funny to see everybody has their own channels and they're not one is alike. It's just like David's the most popular because it's just like 4 minutes and 20 seconds of nonstop like craziness. Like that's just like, I mean, that could be a show on MTV. That could be a show on TV and get millions of views. Like,
So maybe he does edit his own stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's always edited his own stuff. And he comes up with a lot of ideas, too. Like, I mean, even like, even when he did stuff with his ex-girlfriend and all her funny, he comes up with those ideas and then tells people what to say, you know? Because a lot of spontaneousness, but then there's a lot of, too, like, all right, say this and say this. And then I do my funny laugh. David's, yeah, no man, I could hear his laugh from a mile away at this point, I feel.
That's pretty good.
He is pretty good. Funny.
I remember when I first found him, I just like watched all of his videos, just like.
Yeah.
In order,
I found him 3 years ago, and then I just had to binge all his videos. Like, and.
They're easy to watch.
They're easy to watch, and there's not a lot of people that are worth binging these days, you know?
Dude, you know what I'm binging right now that, like, I've only ever seen bits and pieces of in my entire life? I've never, like, sat and watched a whole episode. but I just found it on HBO Max. Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Those guys are so fucking good at improv.
Yeah. And it's
holy shit.
The funny part is too that there's stupid people out there that are like, no, that's rehearsed, that's fake. No, they're that good. That's called and people do that a lot of movies too, but they're able to do it for 30 minutes solid.
I can't fucking believe it, dude. I'm on like the fifth episode. I started watching it this morning. And like the skits that they do, and they each get like, you know, obviously how the show goes, they each get like their own thing and they've got to like portray whatever they got or however the skit goes. They got to portray, you know, like one of them was like you're on like a dating show and you are the person that's giving birth right now. So like you're giving birth as the woman is asking you questions about why she should go out on a date with you. And like, it's just like the most random shit in the world. Like one of the other ones was a man turning into a pig. So like he was turning into a pig as he was having a conversation with somebody. I was like, what the fuck? This is the most random stuff ever. But their ability to improv and come up with shit is insane. The one guy's name, hang on. Let me look it up real quick. Wayne Brady, perhaps? Seth is getting a drink, so I'm talking to you guys. Wayne Brady, yeah. This dude, if you ever watch the show, he does a lot of singing bits. So, like, they will come up with a specific song. They will name out a random genre of music, and you have to sing about this. And might be the greatest... you can't even call it freestyle, but there's definitely times where they're doing like hip hop beats. Probably one of the greatest freestylers ever, Wayne Brady. Check him out, he's fucking hilarious. But these guys' ability to get up on a stage and perform in front of a crowd. And then the other guy that really makes it is Drew Carey, the host. He makes it that much more funnier because you can tell that he has a good relationship with all of these guys. Seth is back. I was just talking about Wayne Brady.
Yes. So it's three guys that really stick out. It's Wayne Brady.
Yes, it's
the skinny guy and the bald guy. Did you go over that? I can't remember their names.
Yep, excuse me.
But it's the three of them. And then there's a fourth person. There's not a person that's as good as them that even it comes to their level that, I mean, of course, they know each other, so they're always, but that's how scarce it is to find people like them, that there's only three of them. And they have to bring on a fourth person that's kind of good because there's nobody that's as good as them.
I just watched an episode where they brought on a woman with them. So the fourth one ended up being a woman. They do kind of like guest spot the fourth person every single time. And apparently she was a comedian. I have no idea who she was. But you could tell that when she was up there, she was not as good as them, was not operating at their same level. Like you could tell the difference in like straight talent of being able to improv. But dude, I'm obsessed. Like I've been cutting through the first season of it. It's so fucking good, man. And like it's been a while since I've watched a show that made me sit there and like laugh out loud. But like they'll say and do shit and I'll literally like belly laugh. I'm like, oh my god, that was really fucking good, man. It's a good show.
Do you find yourself watching David Dobrik's vlogs over and over again? Like after you watch it once, like it all happened so quickly that you need to watch it again.
I haven't recently.
I usually watch it twice in one day. And I'm like, I don't like watching something over. But it's a lot that happens in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. And he jumps into it so quickly. I love, too, that he has the same intro. He's had the same intro. The most annoying, like, annoying-sounding intro for the last forever. And it's fantastic.
Trying to figure out which one I did rewatch. Let me see.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a rough year, man. I mean, like, did you watch? So they tried to do a whole craziness to come back. Did some stuff with a Jeff Whittick. You know who Jeff Whittick is in the group?
Yeah,
he's the ex-con of the group. Funny guy. If anybody is interested in watching some good comedy that has Jonah in it, where it's him and Jonah going back and forth quite a bit, and even people like that are skilled themselves, even on Impulsive, like Logan Paul, would be like, is it real? Is it not real? They're going back and forth at each other is just amazing.
So and the show that you're talking, it's Jeff's Barbershop. It's his Jeff's Barbershop show. Yeah.
And he had him as a guest, came back. Supposedly they had a falling out, but did they even really have a falling out? Did they just do it for the cameras for the fucking fun of it? Because they're that funny and they're that goofy. It could easily be true.
I like Jeff.
Jonah and Jeff are so, yeah, I love Jeff.
When I first started watching his vlogs, he really stuck out to me because like he came in, he wasn't at the start. He came in kind of like halfway through the whole vlog series. And the jokes with Jeff in them are fucking funny because they're always like referencing his past and like playing a joke on him at like the police coming after him or shit like that. And Jeff's always like that.
David
cool
has a lot
comic
of fun.
And he's like that cool, calm, collected guy where he's like, shut the fuck up, dude. No, they're not. Like, he's always a little scared, but it's so funny to watch. But I just watched, so Jeff was just on Theo Vaughn's podcast not too long ago.
Yes.
He was just on this past weekend with Theo Vaughn, and it was maybe a couple of weeks ago at this point, and I just watched him on Theo's podcast because I saw that he was on there, and it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely like 50% funny stuff and like at least 25% of them just stroking each other's dick on how amazing they are. Mm-hmm. Which that happens. Definitely. When you respect, I love to see that too, when you respect how talented the other person is. But yeah, you know about his whole injury stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch his whole documentary on that? It was really good.
No, I didn't watch that.
Very well
that.
Done. I mean, it's definitely not like funny. I mean, there's definitely some funny parts in it, but it's more serious. It's a good documentary. He documented what happened to him. Nobody knew what happened to him, and you find out, do you even know what happened to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole, what are those called? David was controlling, they were trying to do some funny bits and stuff, and he was swinging around the tractor or whatever. What are those called? Oh, I can't even think of it right now. That has the bucket on it. Everybody's probably yelling at us that's listening.
Hang on.
It has the bucket on it.
It's not a bulldozer.
Yeah. Not a bulldozer.
It's a...
It's on the tip of my tongue. Fuck.
Is it a... It's not a backhoe, is it?
Maybe it is a backhoe.
Yep. It's a backhoe.
It is a backhoe. Yep. So David is controlling the backhoe, and he gets him going for the fun of it, but then he gets out of control, and he tries to slow down. Jeff swings into the side of the backhoe, and they all come sprinting out of there. And who was it? Oh my gosh, what's his name? Oh, shit. Speaking of which, it's always neat how there's a person that is kind of everybody. There's not one person that are the same in the group. Everybody's has their own little talents on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the rapper singer guy? I can't even think of his name right now. He's one of my favorite guys in the group.
I forget
Scott.
His name too.
Scott. He beat everybody to him. Like, he was on the side and he basically ran across the water to him. Everybody knew how hurt that he was hurt. Like, it looked bad. And sure enough, he hit in his eye. And if anybody's interested in it, he does a good documentary. It's a lot different than Jeff's Barbershop. That's all humor, but this is like goes in detail because they were trying to do kind of a comeback because David stopped when Corona hit. David just stopped, you know, because it was all about his friends going out and he had other stuff going on too. I mean, and then the big thing is fuck YouTube because they won't pay him because like there's cuss words in there. Like, he does his own thing, and I mean, he makes plenty of money from well, he still makes money from sponsors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So he got injured real bad, and then they tried to cancel David, too, which for something he didn't even do himself, it was somebody in the group, which seems like that's fabricated to extent anyways, that, it's one of those situations where, people were drinking and they hooked up and be like, oh wait, now you're famous, super famous, looking back, you know what, now you rape me. And it's like, it seems like if this was all true, like what they're saying, why aren't they being prosecuted? Why isn't, like, it just seems like it's some people definitely came into David's, not even associated with that, but like there's a couple people in the Vogue squad that just thought that it would make themselves popular by trying to talk shit down on David. And that's not even the whole allegation. It's other stuff. And it's crazy. You find out who your real friends are. And I'm going to tell you that you're never going to get as famous as you think for bashing on people, for coming at people like, ugh, that just looks, people aren't going to think you're cool for that. Like, trying to, like, hate on people. I mean, Seth was one of them, doing that skit where he was kissing Jason, which he even wanted to do a third one. And then he comes back and trying to say that they took advantage of me. You fucking wanted to do a third one. You're like, you're just trying to get clout. That's just, you know, I mean, you get big and shit like that happens. But anyways.
So
yeah,
the one,
they're definitely the most entertaining crew on YouTube.
The one video that I watched couple times recently that was funny was the one where it's called Confronting Her Boyfriend's Ex-Girlfriend. You remember that one?
Confronting... I'm not sure. Here, show me the clickbait. Show me the clickbait. I'll probably know right away.
So this is the one where they all go out to eat, and they all order food together, right? And Corinne is the one that doesn't order food, so she's not going to pay the amount that everybody else paid. And
no, if you watch their Instagram chats, you know what they're talking about. They're talking about it happened at David's house. They paid somebody $80 each to come to the house and do the whole cook in front of them kind of thing.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah, and
she didn't eat the food, right? She only had a little bit, so she was not going to pay the $80. And she texted David about it. I'm rewatching the video right now as I speak about it. But basically, they say how in the previous video, she literally made how much money from the photo of her tits?
She's made like $4 million. She's made $4 million in 1 month.
Yeah,
she's
just something
off one
crazy.
Picture, she made a couple hundred thousand.
And they're all like, and you're not going to pay $80 for this meal like everybody else just did?
That's just like everybody's having to pay $80. It doesn't matter what you do. In fact, I posted a comment on Twitter, and I said, that's like going to Disney World and being telling, hey, you know what? Can I get $50 back? I only rode one ride.
Same thing, right?
That's to go. That's a price for everybody. It doesn't matter what the fuck you do or how much you eat. It's $80 for everybody because they split the total cost between all of them.
So the bit was funny that they chose to do because they chose to make it like a news thing, right? Like, something happening on like the 6 o'clock news where David, I don't know if you remember this, where David's getting interviewed at his house by a news anchor.
Yeah.
And they make it all dramatic.
He got her from Jason. Jason has, you watch Jason's videos? Jason's videos are really good too. But Jason used her in one of his videos fucking with Joe. And that was really funny. But yeah, that's a great, great clip.
And like this whole, and the whole clip where they finally catch up to her is fucking hilarious.
I only ate rice.
Yeah.
Here it comes right here.
Yeah.
Did you not get gifted your entire career? Oh! Weren't you gifted your entire career? And that's why they all respect David.
Why are you willing to ruin a relationship over $38? Natalie ruined our relationship over dating my ex-boyfriend.
I love that response. Because she's full of shit because she just pulled that out of her hat because, like, that basically doesn't hardly bother her. But then again, like, that's what she went to. I'm like... I feel like that bothers her more than what she's put on, because like she says, like she, because she's still friends with them and stuff.
Yeah.
And that is funny that that's the only occurrence. Like that kind of drama, they've been able to keep at a complete like chill mode, like where they can joke about it like that, because that's the only person that's dated somebody else in the group.
Yep.
And they, the joke is that she's a slut, and she's not even a slut. She's not even like, a lot of this is a character in some ways. She's not fucking everybody. Other than David, that is real. She does want to fuck David, but everybody wants to fuck David. Basically, everybody wants to fuck David Dobrik because David Dobrik doesn't give a shit. Like, he doesn't want to fuck anybody.
Who was the person in the last video that was like, I'll give you $1,000 if you kiss me?
$150,000.
Whatever, $50,000 more than
$100,000. You know, you said $1,000 at first.
Or $100,000 is what I meant.
She was
like, I'll give you $100,000 if you kiss me. And David's like, really? She's like, yeah. He's like, nah. And then he said, I'm good. And then left. Yeah,
that's the slut of YouTube is what that is right there. So that's pretty, you know, I mean, even I would probably say no to that. No, I'm just joking. I would have said no to her. No, no, that is, she's a big YouTuber. And she did her own OnlyFans too, I think, very recently. But she's been friends with David. In fact, she's living in David Dobrik's old house. But that is, oh my gosh. I'm so bad with names. It's so annoying. Oh my gosh. Dang it. That annoys the fuck out of me that I can't remember her name. I
don't
know her name
because they don't say it in the episode.
But yeah, she's been a lot of podcasts, but she does a lot of his YouTube videos, but she has her own big following from doing a YouTube channel. Oh my gosh, what the fuck is her name? That's gonna drive me insane. I'm gonna pull my Instagram. It's gonna be, she's gonna have one of the top things up there, and I'm gonna know exactly. And then she was the one that fake married Jake Paul. Oh my gosh. What is her fucking name? Oh, wait, yeah. Speaking of all this YouTube we're talking about, Jake Paul has a big fight tomorrow in Ohio, in near his hometown there in Ohio. A big boxing fight. And he's 3-0. I think he's 3-0. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what is her name? It's gonna drive me insane.
You're never gonna find it.
Yes, I am. What were you gonna say?
I don't even remember.
I don't even remember. Addison Rae, who's like the big TikToker.
Is that her name?
I think I'm gonna watch her movie. She did the. She's known for dances and stuff, and like. In fact, she's friends with the Vlog Squad, but she did a movie. And I'm excited to see how well she does, but because I love the first movie, it was She's All That, and this one is He's All That. And I don't know if you remember She's All That, but they took this guy that didn't look very good looking and turned him into a really good looking guy, you know, by helping with his clothing and his look and everything. And they did that with a guy this time, a girl before, and she's the one that is the lead. She's the girl. She's like the lead actress in it, and this is her first. I mean. She really doesn't have any experience, I don't think, at all. But, I mean, this is... When it comes to being an actor, the big key is having a good director. Because, basically, the director can have you mouth the words the way that he wants you to say them and to get what he's trying to make happen. And I experienced that, like, being in a drama production, big drama production at the school I was at. And that's where I got the passion for acting. Is that he would just have me say the words like the way, you know, like inflex it at the end, just how you say it. And I mean, really, I mean, you can have some shitty actors. Keanu Reeves is one of them. But if you have a good director, I mean, I love Keanu Reeves, but he speaks he speaks the same way the entire movie.
Like, we are getting canceled for that comment. Thanks.
Have you never heard anybody talk shit about Keanu Reeves? Oh, that's a common thing. But yeah, it's a common thing to get booed. A lot of people don't understand. Like, well, yeah, he acts the same way in all his movies. But yeah, because he's not really doing much acting. It's more like, but his action is amazing. He's amazing at action.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Just don't ever watch Hardball. Don't ever watch. You'll change your opinion quickly if you watch Hardball. But which is still a good movie, a good story, but it's him doing a lot of this the whole time.
who made you a professional on movies and acting and directing?
I'm a big movie connoisseur. Gotcha. And
you went to movie college?
I learned a lot. I went to a college. No, had a movie. They had no. It wasn't free. It wasn't free. Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. That's about enough of the bullshit. That's the end of the podcast for the day. I'm going to murder Tyler, and you're going to find his body in a van down by the river.
You done?
I don't know. You're still making noises, so I must not be done.
Oh, yeah, we're at an hour and 5 minutes, man.
Yeah, there's a good chance I fucked this podcast up. I'm pretty sure. Am I recording? Nope, not recording. Whoops.
Yeah, we should probably end this one before something catastrophic happens. <over there.
laughs> Before Seth fucks us up. Oh, man. Get you a sympathetic go-go juice, Tyler. Why don't you back this up for us, buddy?
Where can we find you, man?
All right. You can find me on Instagram at Seth Ohms. I think it's World07 or something. Travel World07, something like that. But just look up my name, you'll find me.
I'm pretty sure it's World07 Travel.
Yeah. And... hey, it's not too bad looking of a podcast. Instagram, which our Instagram looks like shit right now because Tyler hasn't been posting shit. Posted one thing. Yeah, gosh, Tyler.
There's nothing to post because Seth just fucking deletes podcasts out of nowhere.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Once Tyler and I work out our sleeping schedules, we'll be just fine.
Well, my sleeping schedule's fine. I don't know about Seth over there, but
yeah, I'm gonna work on sticking to a schedule. As long as you've done the same thing to me too, motherfucker. Okay, so go on, Tyler. Where can we find you? Fuck that.
Yeah,
fuck
I didn't sleep through an episode though. But anyways, you can find me on Instagram tlunz5.
I didn't sleep through an episode.
Check out my website tlunzphoto.com. I just put some new photos up of. He's a photo shoot that I did last Saturday.
He's really bad.
Probably some of my favorite photos I've ever taken, actually.
They look horrible. They look like complete shit. Don't look at them. Go on.
Are you done?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you know what? This fucking episode's over. You know what? I quit. I don't want to fucking do this anymore.
We love you guys.
We love you fuckers. Have a great week.